We got a very special guest on, a good friend of ours, Tommy Bowden, a longtime football coach, now enjoying life in retirement, although probably busy doing some other things, does TV work and everything for the ACC. Tommy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing fine.
You know, I want to start this out because we do want to talk about Clemson. You had been the head coach, and, you know, they're certainly got a lot of kudos and a lot of praise for what they're doing. But we got to give you a little bit because didn't you hire Dabo Swinney?
Yeah, I coached him at Alabama, and then he had gotten out of coaching after he got through playing, went into coaching Alabama, got out of coaching. And then I had a spot come open. Rick Stockstill, the head coach at Middle Tennessee State, left me. I needed a guy that could really recruit. Rick was a great recruiter and hired Dabo. And then little did I know what he would turn into. But he done a good job with that program.
So basically what has happened with the fact that Clemson's on a roll now, winning championships, and I guess right now, last I looked, they had the number one recruiting class. He's gone perhaps further than you thought he would?
Well, I when I left, when the athletic director came and said he's going to make a change, I had two head coaches on the staff. Brad Scott, been the head coach of South Carolina. Vic Tony, my defensive coordinator, had been the head coach of Wyoming. Usually you think to get the team to the last six games, pick a guy with experience that's been in that position. But I really thought, as I recommended to the athletic director, I think Dabo has all the intangibles. And I really did thought how, as far as the ability to recruit, great rapport with his players, the ability to get along with administration, talk to the press, got a good personality, got an excellent coach's wife, Kathleen, his wife. You know, I just thought he had all the intangibles. I did not know that they would morph into this. But I thought he had all the intangibles needed to be success at some level. I don't know if anybody anticipated this. Just like nobody anticipated the margin of victory when they played Alabama this year, nobody anticipated that.
Absolutely. Hey, let me ask you something. There was a story that came out yesterday. The ACC Network, it's kind of new, and they're going to do a new four-part series called All In, the Clemson Football Family. They're going to start this on August 25th. I believe it's going to be four episodes. And it's going to be, you know, styled after Hard Knocks and so forth. How do you feel about shows like this? Is it something that has your interest?
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's like they need some help in recruiting. You know, you just mentioned they had the number one recruiting class. This is only going to add fuel to the fire. That's where, you know, the rich get richer. But, oh, if I were the head coach, I would really favor this because that's what 15, 16, 17-year-olds are going to be watching, you know, get home from high school practice and then home at night getting ready. You know, that's what a great recruiting tool, free recruiting marketing content. So, I would be really in favor of it. And I'm sure every head coach would. I know Nick Saban would at Alabama. I'm sure Gus at Auburn. But, this will really, it's not like they're not doing good enough now in recruiting. But they'll get another shot in the arm from this.
Tell me, let me ask you. I haven't heard anything. Has the ACC Network approached you at all?
Yeah, I talked to them a little bit earlier. I work for the ACC Network. Now they've been taken over by ESPN. ESPN has a completely different format and search for their talent, the announcers or whatever. But the production company that I work with was bought out by ESPN, but have not heard from them. I've done some work for them in the past, but it's kind of a new chapter they're opening up in the ACC. Probably getting some young blood. You know, I'm getting on up there with the television industry is like any other industry. It's competitive and sometimes look for new blood.
Well, they found new blood in your brother, Terry.
Well, they did, you know. Yeah, Terry, you couldn't ask for a better place to kind of resurface and restructure yourself. He's been a head coach, guys, for so long in his early 20s when he became a head coach, and then at Auburn about early 30s. And you get away from it with all the things necessary the head coach does without X's and O's. But right now, Clemson, Alabama, being the top two programs, if a coach wanted to go and kind of remarket himself or remake himself or kind of learn from the ground up program, really appreciative of Dabo Swinney giving him that opportunity. But I'm sure he's going to be able to add something. He's got a lot of experience, probably older than anybody on that staff. He's got about 150 wins. It's not like he hadn't won where he's been. But what a great opportunity for him to kind of learn a difference offensive and defensive system and how Dabo's got that thing structured.
Tommy Bowden, our guest here on WNSP. So what was your reaction when you found out that brother was going back to school as a grad assistant?
Well, you know, anybody in your family, you want them to be successful. And he couldn't be at a better place to be successful than Clemson. So if he's wanting to stay in it, I never had the ambition to stay in it that long. He does. And so if you've got that ambition to stay in it that long, then why not do it at the hottest place right now with the hottest head coach, the hottest program? So I was happy for him, simply not that he was staying in it, but where he's going to get the opportunity to learn at a place like Clemson.
So is he going to actually be attending classes, sitting in the classroom?
Well, you know, nowadays, you know, probably you're younger than I am, but there were never opportunities when I was in college, and even maybe 20 years ago, to do everything on the Internet, on computer. Now they have those computer classes, so I'm sure he'll do it from the computer, and I'm pretty sure he is, to be honest with you, that he's already started, already enrolled, and already going to class, they've got most universities now have classes structured through that you can do through the Internet and on computers. So it's not going to be attending class physically, 3 days a week, eight to nine in the morning. It'll be done on, certain assignments requested to be turned or required to be turned in at certain times.
Do you have to do that? Do you have to take course to be a volunteer assistant or whatever they call a grad assistant on the staff?
Well, every place is structured a little bit different. Every university has some different requirements. I believe Alabama and Lane Kiffin, Sarkisian, Butch Jones, theirs is structured where I'm sure they give them a salary. You don't have to be to be involved. To get on the field, I think you either have to be one of the 10 full-time coaches or a graduate assistant enrolled in school. And Terry will not be on the field. But Clemson, even their Sarkisian, Lane Kiffin type guys have to go to school, whereas Alabama they don't. So for him to be involved with the program, you have to be one of their 10 full-time coaches, or you have to be enrolled in school. So every university is a little bit different. Alabama and Clemson are different, obviously, in what they require those guys to do.
Tommy, help me out, and you may not know the answer to this. I'm looking for some clarification. Did Terry's got some contract left at Akron, right, that they're still paying on? Did that cease to exist?
He's got 2 years left at Akron, and that allows him to do financially because it's still he's had a couple of daughters getting married the last 2 years. he's still got younger children that you go into school and need cars and insurance and all that. So he's got to have income, and it involves very little or no income
right,
for his positions. But he's got 2 years left on his Akron contract. He can afford to do that.
But I guess my question is, if he had taken a paying position instead of a grad assistant, would that have made that Akron buyout null and void?
He would have had to forfeit that money, correct. Yeah. If Clemson has to pay their GAs $5,000 a semester, that $5,000 would be subtracted out of his Akron money. If he was getting $100,000, he'd only get $95,000. So that's usually how a lot of those things are structured, where if you get another job, then you subtract that from what the other school owes you.
Tommy, do you know for sure, did he take this position with the hope of getting a head coaching job again? Does he want to get back into it as a head coach?
Nowadays the coordinators at Power 5 and even the position coach at Power 5 makes more than what he was making at Akron. So he would mind rekindling, I think, as a coordinator at a Power 5 school, maybe just a position coach at a Power 5 school. He just really loves coaching, and so I think he would be content with that. I don't think he's necessarily looking to recycle as a head coach, maybe just more so at a Power 5 school, a good solid school, and as a position coach or possibly even a coordinator.
So do you enjoy TV work as much or more than coaching?
It's really different. TV's not nearly time-consuming. Coaching, it was like I said, 90 to 105 hours per week, usually 15, 16, 17 hours a day, just about 365 days a year. It was a completely different. I enjoyed it, but I think you enjoyed coaching a little bit more because it consumed your whole life more so. You have, and I do a lot of faith-based speaking, so that's kind of pulled away. television stuff, and it's just a different line of work. I enjoy it, but football, I think probably coaching, I probably enjoyed more because it was more time consuming.
Tommy, before I let you go, and speaking of coaching, how's your father doing these days? How's Bobby doing?
Doing good. I appreciate you asking. 89, and we have our family vacation over in Panama City Beach next week, July 4th weekend. There'll be about 50 family members, our 51st year. Mother's 86, he's 89, and he's mad because he still has to pay for everything. You know, he doesn't like that. He'll play golf every day. He'll have to drag me out there and play golf, and he'll beat us too. But he's doing good. Thanks for asking.
You know, I got to tell you this, and I don't want to get too personal here, but as I'm, in a sense, celebrating my 40th wedding anniversary, he and your mom are up to 70? 70
just
years?
Had their,
wow.
Had, they got married on April 1st and had their 70th wedding anniversary. And they're both in good health. Hope, good Lord, we'll have a few more.
Does he still travel that much, like doing speaking tours? And because he used to do a lot of that after he got out of coaching.
You know, if he does, because of his age, if he does, he usually flies private. If he doesn't, it's hard for him to fly commercial. He and I spoke in Oklahoma City at a men's conference a couple of weeks ago, and I drove to Tallahassee and flew with him commercial. But if he flies now, if he speaks, it's usually private, or they'll send a driver. It's when 4 or 5 hours, he doesn't mind getting in the comfort car and sleeping and letting somebody drive him. So he does travel some, not as much as he used to.
Does he still?
89's up there now. That's pretty old. He'll be 90 in November.
He's still sharp as a tack?
Oh, yeah. His mind is really good, especially gets around. When I was with him out in Oklahoma City, and some of those people would talk about things that happened years ago. And his mind's really sharp, especially gets around some of his ex-players that played for him at Florida State, and even the people, some of the players that played for him at West Virginia.
Does he?
He's really sharp.
Does he still have, let's say, Seminole blood in him? Does he still talk about him or rooting hard for him?
Well, you know, he really likes Coach Taggart. Coach Taggart has really done a really good job of trying to incorporate my father back into the program. They, of course, they left. You know, they had a kind of a nasty divorce. But Coach Taggart, he really is pulling for him to be successful. But they've got a long ways. They got a ways to go, but he wants him to be successful, and he's really wishing him the best.
Tommy, we certainly appreciate the time. It was good catching up with you. We look forward to doing it again real soon.
Hey, have a good summer. Thank you.
Absolutely.